What lady they were doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag pie.
Is it weird if you and Vic shared a drink?
No, it's no. My brother.
Then try it. Try his.
Yeah. Was he better to me?
We're recording.
Do all of your guys' coffee taste like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Jose, we could hear you, you fucker. Jose's over my shit today. Yeah, we are.
It says recording.
Bitch of Fernando.
God. Dude, what's wrong with Jose today? And what's with his...
Jose actually got in a really bad car accident.
Hey, Jose, that dude, and that was recently again?
And he has no car now.
Hey, if we need a limpia, fool, you're like on your fifth car, fool. I've known you for...
No, it's the same car.
It's the same car. You just keep getting it repaired in Mexicali.
But I think... That's true.
Yeah.
I think that we should all pitch in and just get him a car off Craigslist. That particular car is like a speeding car. So I don't think he needs that car.
I think
he needs like a Volkswagen or something.
Dude, he got one time we were chilling at the studio.
Are you guys down to get a car off Craigslist for Jose?
Yeah, but I think it still has to be a Subaru because he does love Subarus. He said he loves how lesbians honk at him when he drives by. Right? Subarus are for lesbians.
Are they?
Yeah.
So what is your Everybody car knows. For? Yeah, Tesla. What type of car is that?
People that want to launch Mexicans into space.
That's horrible.
By the way, you know Conker just got a Tesla?
No way.
And seeing that Cara de Nopal drive a Tesla just freaks me out.
Why?
Like, nobody that brown looking should drive a Tesla.
The following thoughts are...
What are you talking about?
Like, fool, he looks...
I know, mad Indians drive Teslas too. You know
how
what
many
I mean?
Indians you know that drive Teslas?
The following thoughts are not thoughts of Letty.
Most of them.
Most of them drive Teslas?
Yeah, they're very efficient. You know what I'm saying?
They drive Prius, I think.
That too, yeah. And cabs.
We sold out our comedy show this
yes,
Friday.
Yes, we did.
In Covina, Laugh Factory.
We're right there. You really have to watch where you're driving because there's a lot of Asian people.
Bagging on them.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Hell yeah.
Sold out, baby.
I'm excited for it. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Duno, we're going to have a 7:30 show and a 9:30
show. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be a great time. Thank you for everyone that got a ticket. We cannot wait to see you. Clearly, we didn't do a live show this year. End of the year, we got something coming up for you very, very soon. But
yes,
this is gonna be a great time to do the live, to do the comedy show.
Yeah. Comedy show, which we're technically hosting, and we have a dope lineup, set of comedians for you to come laugh with, and we're gonna have a great time. It's gonna be dope.
Also, this is our last podcast episode in this set.
Yes, we are moving.
We're throwing shit out. We're keeping the beat in.
We're keeping the beat in. Other than the beat in, because the other one got robbed. Remember?
Yeah, they robbed me. What if whenever we go back to that venue?
They have it for us.
The video is just waiting for it right there. We walk in, it's like the Rosa Guadalupe.
It'd be a
hey, you know what? Lately, on my feet, it's been like, quiero una chela, quiero una chela.
Oh, really?
And that's like been episodes? My feet. Yeah, but then I think that's also a calling for me to stop being an alcoholic.
Mm. Yeah, I'm down for you to stop doing that.
What do you like changes are you making for January personally in your life?
Oh, that's good. I don't know, man. I haven't thought about it that deep into my life.
Think about it now.
What changes am I going to...
Like, what could be something that you do different? The alcohol thing is a good one.
The alcohol is a good one. You know what? It's like lately the last couple of weeks I've been like hella busy on the road and stuff like that. So it's kind of like I'm going out in the cities just to like live. Live live and like vibe out and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have to kind of like get that experience.
Yeah, for sure. You know? But... Like this last weekend, I only drank one time, and I didn't drink throughout the rest of the week. Everybody else was like getting drunk. I was just kind of chilling, vibing. Like even I was kicking it with the homies, and I bought a pack, and I only drank like one White Claw. And I was like, oh yeah, I can have it.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of like, I'm kind of too burned out. Like I don't want to be too burned out.
Yeah.
That's kind of maybe that.
Slowing down a little.
Yeah. Especially since I'm gonna be on the road so much. I just got my schedule for like the first two quarters of 2025 and I'm not home a lot, so I'm trying to gotta be healthy and shit like that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Duno moved his sauna to the kitchen.
Yeah.
No, what about you guys?
What can you say? Talk about that first.
Well, my apartment's small. It's not really in the kitchen. It's like in the living room. It's like
it's
in the dining
the couch
room.
Now.
Behind the couch now, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
pictured
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, Definitely going back to the gym and staying focused on that. And then also, I'm going to quit one of my podcasts. My Rose Kranzberg podcast. I'm ending it.
He wanted to give us a... Does that mean you're making another one?
Yeah.
You and Compton Juan?
No. Oh, okay. No, Jeff Weiss. Jeff Weiss wanted to do one. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense to do more. I should remove one. But I also want to start streaming, like, here and there. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of things.
I know. Well, like on 2K and shit. Because I played a lot of 2K, like, in my free time.
That. I didn't know that.
But I just played by myself.
Yeah, that's his black side. Hella 2K in the living room.
Yeah, I play a lot of 2K in my off time. I'm like, I might as well figure this out to, like, stream it. So I'm going to be, like, hitting up 6 to figure this shit out.
Yeah. And then you left it. Wait. You're quitting Rosecraft Media?
No, not the whole thing. Just my podcast. Just my solo podcast.
Yeah. And then starting a new podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
With Jeff Weiss.
Yeah. Nice. But this is like your journalist pod?
Yeah.
So you have a name for it?
Yeah. I haven't announced it yet, though, but yeah.
Okay.
But we're gonna like interview like indie like rappers and stuff. Like
what the fuck
people
is indie?
That rapped like on a, like Adult Swim and shit. It's a little different. I'm excited for it.
People that rapped in Adult Swim.
Yeah, like the network Adult Swim.
They're gonna be the white La Platica.
Ah, no, it's
the
not
the convo, the conversation.
The convo is crazy.
Yeah, so just doing that and just like refiguring some.
Are you and your girl thinking about moving in together in 2025? Have you guys had that conversation in life?
I've been thinking about it.
Damn,
that's a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
but now it's not like now it's two kids.
Yeah.
Triple the groceries.
Double.
No more Big Swift smoking in the living room.
I don't let him smoke in the living room already.
Already. That's good.
All right, let's
Swift must be like, bro, I'm not that bad. Or
the world is his ashtray. So if you let him in your house, everything is an ashtray.
Oh, okay.
Like the open soda can that you're probably not done with, your ashtray.
Literally.
Terrible friend people smokers are.
They don't realize that like the world is just like that's not normal. Like you just smoke anywhere. And
he has a lot of pros
everything.
Though. He's very funny.
Very funny. Very funny. Very funny.
Black and Mexican, so you can be racist towards both. His food palate, his palate towards food is amazing.
He's only a pescatarian though, so
he's only a pescatarian.
He'll just watch you eat like chicken wings and he'll be mad. He'll be
exactly.
Like, bro, are you just gonna eat fucking chicken wings and barbecue in front of me? And I'm just like, bro, I love this.
And then for the good thing about him is that like both coaches are mad at him for being a pescatarian, not just one coach here. Both. Okay, what about you, Leti? 2025, what are you leaving behind?
Okay, so I gave myself these last 2 months that I'm like, bro, eat whatever, drink whatever.
You're going crazy.
Like, I've never, and I've noticed it, that, like, I've always had restrictions on myself. I've always, like, been very disciplined on, like, what I eat. Or not necessarily like, oh, my God, I'm such this disciplined person. But I've always ate with something in the back of my head of like, okay, you can't do this or you can't do that. And these past couple months, I'm like, forget that shit. Eat what you want, drink what you want. It's fun, but it's almost harder. Like, cause it's like, I don't really want this. Though. I kind of want to lean towards something else. But I say that to say, I've been letting myself do that so that in January I could just be very like disciplined.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do give you that when you like, even when we like, when we had done the radio and you were like, you guys, I'm doing keto. Mm-hmm. And we're like, I think we all had the same reaction. Like, man, shut the fuck up. And you're like, watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
She did that shit.
And then you put it on the nasty ass healthy good chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did do keto. And then I remember, I was like, hey, Leti, you're getting really slimmed down. And she's like, oh, it's working then.
I know.
Because he even put me on a Chinese salad, the one that had the tangerine with the tamarind.
Mandarins.
Yep. Was it Mandarin?
Mandarin. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah, those are really good.
Now, so
but
going,
I gained 15 pounds.
From these last 2 months?
Like, well, since the last time I weighed, since, like, my, I guess, the goal weight that I really like for
weight,
myself.
You
yeah, I'm 15 pounds from that.
And then you try to go back.
But then I'm like, it's funny because I literally was like, Leti, fuck it. It's like the end of the year. It's like, sometimes people for their birthday, they want to be the skinniest possible. But it's like, fuck it. Like, just be who you are.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Look how you look.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair to me, having a birthday in the holidays. However, I've been invited to so much shit.
This last couple months.
These events are not letting me just get my shit in. Like, I don't want to be in a fitting room trying on dresses.
I get you.
I just want to be in big clothes. Like, let me look like Billie Eilish. Which, by the way, I'm seeing her tonight with my son.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
But, yeah. So, next year, I'll be more disciplined.
Yeah.
So, you're going back to paddle every day and then two workouts outside.
Yeah, well, running on my Peloton, and then I have my gym membership, so it's just like getting more in that, and then like food prepping. It'll be easy.
Yeah,
it's like, you know when, okay, some boxers, but when they're off training, they can pack it on or lose it, but then once it's training time, it's like, all right, let's go back to it.
Yeah,
who's we know UFC? The drill. We know how our body works and stuff like that.
Who's that UFC fighter that gets really fat and when before his fight? The Irish dude. This dude right here. This dude. Look,
he knows how to, like...
Dude, Pimblet. Look how fat he gets.
Paddy Pimblett.
After his fights?
No, yeah, like after he's done, like, after he, like...
Let's go.
Oh, wow. Dude,
he gets...
That's me right now.
42-pound weight gain is crazy.
Show him the belly. Oh, the one always on top.
He goes from 205 to 155.
Fast. And he's then,
looking
and
like
then,
a fucking Irish potato.
And then when he's ready to fight, he'll go back to that right there.
That's pretty dangerous.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's fucking wild, huh?
I wonder if he does that to like keep like punching power or something.
No, it's just like
other one is his body's ready for something. This one's like he's just living life, you know? He's every day at 5 a.m.
He's fucking drinking beer with his mates, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. But you know what? I think we were still at the spot over there in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
When I got that was like the time where I was like, dude, I'm getting really fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
Like these last like 2 months, I've been kind of like, damn, maybe I need to chill. But I haven't been eating the same. I just been kind of like chilling.
But what do you mean chill?
Like I just been like, I'm not eating, like I'm still eating a lot, but not like chucherias. Like I haven't really been eating chips like that. Like and shit like
that.
Oh, got
you. Like you're eating, shit. But yeah. Not bullshit.
Yeah. And I got sick the other day from fucking eating like outside food.
Yeah.
But I've been getting sick
lately.
Well,
honestly, it's you going on the road a lot, like, and not to, this is just an observation, just like all the comics.
Yeah.
I think that lifestyle period is not the best if you're wanting to maintain a healthy weight.
Yeah, facts.
Just by the nature of your being on the road, mm-hmm. You're going to grab what's fast. You're not going to work out.
Late.
All of that, like the time changes and everything. So you would have to make like a concentrated effort
to change that.
You would have to be one of those fools that hits the hotel gym.
Yeah.
And in the random hotel, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to like do the slow shit and cut off like the junk food at least.
Yeah.
Like even if I'm gonna pick out like on some food, I want to like even I'm cutting off like all like the soda and chips. But like, I haven't drank soda in 2 weeks.
Good.
I'm fucking depressed.
You love soda.
Fuck what, boy? But I'm like, at least if I'm gonna be eating like shit, you gotta do a little things of it. Cause being on the road, bro, you're food. What? I'm on the move. We get there a little, like let's say my show's at 7, and we get there at 2. Like, I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to go upstairs and chill and lay down until my show. And then at the show, it's not like they're giving me a fucking, a bowl of, like, just chicken, rice, and beans. It's like, we have nachos and wings and fries, and it's like,
all the
I still got to eat something. Yeah,
yeah, so all the comedy like, places have the same type of.
So it's like, fuck, so like, it is hard. I get what you're saying, so I would have to do the extra mile, and I'm like.
And then when you travel, too, you realize how spoiled we are in L.A.? Like with the DoorDash and the healthy everything. Food all around us.
Like if I'm going to Portland tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I their food, it's not the best.
You've been there already?
I've been there one time and I ate pizza.
I mean, especially when you don't know any of the fucking restaurants, right?
I'm kind
of
like, I don't want to go anywhere else. I eat whatever's in the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what makes it trickier because you don't know where shit is at.
Healthy.
Yeah.
So Healthy Boys 2025?
2025.
Healthy Boys and Girls?
Trying to be swole.
It's going
to
be the year that we make alien communication.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
With all these drones and everything that's going.
It's leading up to it,
I feel like,
I just hope that the aliens are like this. So just go.
¿Qué hace Romeo Santos con el celular? No. Va chateando.
All right, play. Stop it! Stop it! Play the next one. Play the. There's one under it.
¿Quieres saber algo? Pregúntale a dos o a tres. ¿Por qué? Porque uno nunca sabe.
I love who's ever doing these alien joke videos.
I like that one, but I really like the bachateando.
Bachateando.
¿Qué hace Romeo Santos en el teléfono? ¿Qué? Bachateando. But if you don't, like...
Like six. Do you get it?
No, you don't, you fucking liar. Watch out there. That's comedy, yeah, dog.
2025. We hope you're funny.
That's fucking funny, fool. Watch out there. No.
I love it.
That's funny.
I saw
funny.
That video and I was like, I love these aliens. I hope
you know what?
All
you know what's crazy? That like, how are we accepting some aliens but not all of them? Like, why? Like, why are we accepting fools with big ass heads but not my mom? You know?
I accept your mom.
No, yeah, but think about like the white people.
This Tesla driver over here doesn't.
Yeah.
You said it.
I don't know what the creator of my car does in his off time.
And
okay?
Why are you talking like how Trump does his hands?
Hey, guys. Today we're going to deport a million immigrants. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. Where'd you even find that? Like, your algorithm's fucking weird.
It is. Yeah. This is also on my algorithm. Please do the JOP because it's happy holidays. Happy holidays to everybody
holidays.
Out there. I didn't know this existed, and I don't think it's from this year.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey. That is all.
Feliz Navidad.
Super vibes.
He was way more wholesome.
Why don't
back
we
then
play this more? Oh, no. Why'd you stop?
680P. Feliz Navidad.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y feliz.
This is old.
I love it.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
This is so wholesome.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
That's feliz so cute.
That's dope.
Do you like that six?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite holiday song?
Yes.
What is it?
Under the Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love you so much.
That's a good song. Have you heard it?
No.
Under the Mistletoe with you. Shout out with you. Angie, you know that song? Great song by JB. This Christmas by Chris Brown is trash.
It's what? Good.
This I don't want to hear it. Christmas. Man, that shit is fire.
Can you?
Oh my God, you know what? You know what song I like? The one in all the BET movies during Christmas time.
It's Christmas, stupid.
Is that that one?
I was about to say, isn't it that one?
Is a Christmas.
Play it real quick.
Yeah, that's a Christmas classic.
For they're like just showing like.
That's the end of every BET movie.
Yeah. Kiss. It was the theme song to This Christmas, the motion picture.
This Christmas.
No, it's not this one. What's the original one?
It's this.
No, it's not, fool. I know.
It's just later on in the song.
Fool.
This Christmas will be.
Not all black people sound the same.
This special Christmas.
Hallelujah, bro.
For me. What do you have to do with that?
That's. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. That was a good answer that you gave. It fucked me up.
Or and what he did talking that was good, but also I think another one that's like slept on is like the.
I have like a funny song that I like.
Which one?
It's funny.
Just say it.
It's just stupid and funny that I like it.
What is it?
But it's not like a Chris Brown or like a.
Like a Justin Bieber?
Yeah, it's not like that.
Who is it?
Which one?
I don't know who it is. It's what? Called "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas," like.
I want a hippopotamus it. For Christmas.
Yeah.
That's like some, but you probably just recently heard it again because of your kids.
No, like I just know.
This is your kids. Fucking song?
Yeah. Just play it. I like the voice. I like everything about it.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh. What's up with these fucking ads? These fucking creepy ass ads. Oh, I know this song. I want a hippopotamus yeah.
Let
for
her do
Christmas.
It, let her do it.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I like it. It makes hey. Me happy.
I feel like I just want to kill other people.
No, don't fuck this song up.
I want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
It's fine.
Okay, I hear you, though.
Okay.
Because
like, it sounds like a like, ha,
honey, ha, ha. Oh,
what?
Like the yeah, roses.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The,
yeah, that's yeah. Creepy ass song.
Dude, this song is fucking creepy, but also this little girl was probably racist as shit when she made this song. This Black and White Days?
Black and White Days. That was
Black
just
and White
film.
Movie Days.
That was just a film.
Yeah, just that's just how the
Was there black people in the movie?
I don't even know
don't
what
know.
Movie they
I don't
say.
Know what movie
I promise you, I promise
I just
you.
Heard the
fool,
song.
Look at that little girl.
Don't fuck this song up for me, you fuck
Her name
me.
Is Gayla.
Her name is Gayla.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
God, Chris. Dude, you know the black people are never going to accept you?
Yeah, even if you do that
this
podcast.
This is literally my favorite song.
They know you
not
guys.
Not that one. No, not the James Brown one.
Yeah. They not know, the big the Nate Brown
Dogg
one?
The Nate Dogg one. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yes.
That's Snoop Dogg.
No, no Nate Dogg's on
that's Snoop Dogg. Black
Santa Claus. I want a Super Nintendo.
Shit.
Sega Genesis. Street Fighter 2.
Oh, my God.
This is a banger.
All right, six pauses.
Wait. Let it go to the Nate Dogg part. Let it go.
Wow.
You fucking,
what the fuck?
That was fucking trash.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, yeah.
Shout out Nate Dogg.
Wait, he didn't even get to know.
Let Vic pander to the black audience, please.
I'm not pandering. This is really my favorite song.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, hand it up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted.
All right, pause this.
I'm still waiting for the Nate Dogg part. So.
Okay, go to the Nate Dogg part.
Six, stop. Stop because you're not on camera and they're going to say,
you're from Long Beach. This is your national
Mexican
anthem, you motherfucker.
Said this about.
All right, we're good. Yazzo's gonna write a headline.
I haven't heard the melodies.
Six says Nate Dogg.
Maybe go to Nate Dogg. Go to Nate Dogg's part.
With some champagne. And they crazy glue and told me smoke it up.
It's further.
I ain't no sign, but everything under this toast by the tree. Jack Frost chilling. Church house where we'll lay. And they're giving us.
God damn, how long is this?
Baked to be eight after everything going off your plate.
Hold on.
Where is it? You guys are making me feel crazy right now. Where the fuck is Nate Dogg?
In this blue bandana.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Last 30 seconds.
Nate Dogg just like left. Where's Bob, bro?
Oh,
dog, what?
I love the song.
This is Young Vic being like, bro, do you know they made like a Christmas so song, but it's like Death Row?
It's like Death Row.
Oh my God. So Nate Dogg's on it.
Oh, fuck, let me write a
Even
paragraph about it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Let me write a paragraph about it. With Jeff Weiss. Start a podcast. Man, that bullshit. And I love Nate Dogg. I love Nate Dogg, but that's ass right there. That is fucking cheap.
Oh my God.
I think you had the best, the Justin Bieber.
What? Under the mistletoe with you.
And then, fuck your song.
And then his second, you six with this Christmas. Then my hippopotamus, and then.
Yeah. Should we make our own Christmas song?
I'm done for our own Christmas song.
Six, pull up a Christmas beat that's free on
Christmas beat is crazy.
Oh my God.
Dude, that was fucking a terrible song, fool. That was just
feel
trash.
So embarrassed.
Yeah, like Nate Dogg didn't come out to the last 30 seconds. It was crazy. I was like, he just like Lefty. No wonder six. I wonder if he really liked it. Drill remix.
Put Christmas cumbia beat.
Christmas cumbia beat. Oh, okay, that's fire.
Cumbia. No, Christmas.
Oh, wait, down. Navidad version cumbia. Wait, did I say sonidero?
Because he's my children.
Okay, so, there, yeah. That one. Yeah.
In Ralph.
All right.
So I got an abuelita right there.
Making tamales.
Make tamales. Oh, that's a good ad right here.
Feel seen. All right, six, pause it. Go in the settings to listen to it a little slower. Playback speed.
Oh, so we don't get
No, just so it can maybe be, if it's a little slower, it might sound a little bit cooler. Oh, never mind.
What the fuck?
That was crazy.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Maybe 75.
You see how that's more from the clan?
Yeah.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Why you make your voice so deep?
Ha, ha.
I go first?
Yeah.
You're not más quiero para Navidad. Unos chetos, unos taquis, una coca, una soda, una mota, unos mole, unos sopes. Yeah.
Navidad, Navidad, somos brown bag. Navidad, Navidad, somos brown bag.
Yeah, go Vic.
Hey, Navidad, 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 yo soy tu Navidad. No.
Navidad. Navidad, Navidad. Yo soy tu Navidad. Quiero comer tu as. Por atrás.
Hey.
Por el árbol bien rojo. Suena Jesus Silas.
What?
What
did he say?
He said, you said te lo dejo rojo. Te lo cojo. Te lo cojo. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, good job, guys.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Merry Christmas, you guys. Yeah.
We did that.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Christmas is a good time. What are you guys getting your kids?
I already bought Vic like a bunch of shit. Like, yeah. He finessed me when I went to Target and I was buying other kids' stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything left to buy them.
I'm thinking of just fixing all the shit they've broken. Like, they have broken iPads and just fix the iPad.
Yeah.
And then repurposing them?
Yeah, because once they break it, we're like, you're not getting it again.
Yeah.
But then it's like, fuck, now they have to use our phones.
Mm-hmm.
So fixing the iPad and fixing the Switch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
And Lil' birthday just passed, so he just got, like, a PS5 and all types of shit, so he's good.
But he starts to unwrap something while everybody else is unwrapping, right?
I know, but I already got him mad shit.
So who's going to unwrap? Like who's getting that for gifts?
Well, like my family, like my dad, my sisters, my grandma.
How do you guys decide who spends the holidays with, like, who? Because he has two parents.
Yeah.
In separate households?
Yes. Well, usually I get them on the 24th.
You get them on the Paisa day?
Yes.
And then his mom gets
Because his mom's Salvadorian, so they usually celebrate the 25th.
Whoa. Don't speak for all of us.
What?
We celebrate the 24th, too.
True.
That's probably just some co-parenting stuff. That you'll get him on the 24th, you'll get him on the 20th, which is not bad.
Also, it's her Theo's birthday, so they celebrate harder on the 25th.
Got it.
Are you also scared that when he gets older, he might be like, hey, Dad, I kind of want to be with Mom both days? Like I have, because he's 10?
11?
Fool, 14 is coming fast, fool.
Yeah. But he likes kicking it with me.
Yeah, because right now.
Yeah. What?
Like at 11, you like...
Different experiences.
No. I'm not saying Vic's not a cool dad.
Yeah.
But sometimes... But, like, Vic's a cool dad, but also strict.
No, he's not. Vic is a good dad. He's a good, cool dad. Not too strict.
But what are you saying? Like you think...
Can you tell him when you got mad at Vic and you didn't talk to him for the whole day?
Oh, yeah, because he didn't want to go on Jurassic World.
That's not
and it was a five-minute wait.
That's like a brother dad.
A brother Vic dad? A brother.
You got mad at that because he didn't want to go on Jurassic World?
Yes, bro. Because I've always wanted to go on Jurassic World, and he didn't care.
And then what happened?
And we didn't go on Jurassic World.
So you didn't talk to him for the whole time at Universal?
No, for the whole studio tour ride. You know, it's like an hour.
You just ignored that fool?
Yeah, I was mad, bro.
Brother dad.
So then what'd you do? What do you do?
What do you mean, what do we do?
Like, how'd you break the silence?
How'd I break?
Because something?
No, we had to, like, leave. I'm like, we're leaving.
I love you.
We're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Next time we're going to go on the ride. Next time I'm going by myself.
That's my thing. I don't know. That's comedy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
But how old was he when that happened?
That was last week.
Oh, what the fuck? You're a fucking child, bro. You go there for
bro,
him.
Bro, wait till you have a kid, bro. Yeah, okay. And he doesn't want to go on the rides. You want to fucking go on.
Well, hopefully so I don't have to co-parent so the mom can stay outside with him.
You're just going to ride it by yourself.
That's what Jorge does?
Yeah, see what I'm saying? You wouldn't know.
He could have still rode it by himself.
Yeah, because he's already 11.
Yeah, he could have waited for him. But he was already mad. He just didn't want him to, like, he's mad.
I wanted to make him feel bad. It didn't really work.
And low-key, you'd be... Once he saw it didn't work, he started talking to him again.
See, at 14, that fool's going to go to Universal by himself.
I know. Yeah. He's getting older, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gonna be, and then also like, cause she has another baby, right?
Who?
His mom?
No.
Oh no! Oh,
yeah.
Also, he's the baby in both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That's for my.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
Who does he get over with on easier with? Like who's the nicer one?
The nicer one, his mom, like babies him more.
See, right there, he could run away.
What do you mean?
Not run away. Like, I hate you, but like, he, like, mom, I'm gonna go out. Oh. You might ask a lot more questions because you out here in the streets being a thug.
Exactly. I'd be knowing what's up.
Exactly. His yeah. mom might be in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a really good co-parenting.
I'm not saying they don't co-parent great, but it's just
and
like.
And I don't think little Vic is going to be like, hey, I hate you now that I'm 14 and I just want to be with
no,
my
mom. That's not what I'm
He's
saying.
He's going to want to be with bitches, if anything, and his homies versus both of you.
That's what I'm saying. That's no, true. That's yeah. true. What I'm saying is, which parent is going to allow him to go with his homies and bitches?
I
Vic.
So, no.
Yeah. Yes.
As long as I know them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, there's a problem. The mom doesn't care as long as he's.
No, the, no, mom, the will, mom will care. Not be like, no, not a girl.
Vic, you know can you saying? Please say her ethnicity again?
Salvadorian.
Salvadorian. I know a lot of moms that are Salvadorian, terrible mothers.
Who?
A lot. A lot. My homie's mom will be like, fuck.
They care.
Not. So you're saying only Salvadorian mothers are strict?
No, but no. We're playing on the fact that we're estamos metidas. She's going to be a part of the life. Like, she's not going to be like, oh,
Jenna,
yeah, you'll do whatever you want.
Jenna left junior.
You know what?
Yeah, not left her son junior.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not about
scenarios.
The, yeah. What I'm saying is like, what I'm saying is like, if my mom and my dad, like, my dad probably would ask more questions if he was a lot more sober. But my mom, it was easy. I could just be like, mom, I love you. Bye. Out of here. I'm trying to put you guys on.
I get what you're saying.
I'm trying,
saying he could get away with more stuff with his mom.
The childless guy is trying to put the parent on.
Because he's still a child.
Yeah. Also, you got mad at your kid because he didn't want to get on the ride with you.
Yes. Yeah. You would too. Happens. Trust me. You're gonna do it too.
Yeah, it happens.
So
yes.
It's supposed
World
to be all about
is
the
back
kid.
When it happens.
It's, yeah. You're supposed to be all about the kid, but then sometimes the
There's
inner kid in you.
That you want, yeah.
You're just like, bah.
Wait, so you stay outside with the kids while Jorge goes on the ride?
Yeah, well, with Luis while Jorge
well,
and Jorito go on the ride.
Like, they're small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you kind of have to.
And then we'll,
do
like,
that.
Take my mom or someone to chill with the kids, and then me and him go. But, like, it's that. You're not. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, having kids, you guys make me want to have kids.
Well, I'm glad.
Cool. Because you guys be, like, stressed out. You guys be tired and shit, talking shit about them because they want to get on rides. I'm be like, fuck, cool, me
no,
and shit.
No, it's life.
It's That's life. Nice. It's the fun part.
Yeah.
And then, I still can't imagine, like, you sure you don't want to get on? Nah, I'm all right. You're just like, fuck. The fuck we buy these tickets?
I'm so mad.
What you guys eat after? Sort of fucked up, like, just like a... Just like eating
Where
and everybody's quiet.
We, you know, they have like the city food, we got out of Universal and we went to City Walk.
Yeah.
And then he wanted KFC.
Yeah. We just went,
Damn.
We're talking by then, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Who gets you the most mad, Leti? So
what do you mean?
Like Jorjito Luisito.
Jorjito. Jorjito is very, very like, he's tripping me out right now.
He's like,
Luis, I could give like a direction and he'll follow it. Jorjito is very rebellious. Like the other day he gets really aggressive. We're gonna put him in jujitsu because he needs to get out his aggression.
Yeah.
I think with kids period that like have a, like they're more physical or aggressive, to tell them to stop is to make it fester. You have to give him an outlet to like be that way.
Yeah. I totally
so that they
you.
Don't do it in this other way, right?
When we did the Christmas thing, like Luisito threw me like the little ball. Jorjito clocked his whole hand back and launched the ball straight at my head.
It's just one's more pesado.
They gotta have good reflection.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God.
If you were to do like a pound for Jorjito, he'll like punch you versus like a pound. And he's just intense like that.
Yeah.
But he gets very, very aggressive and he didn't want to go in the car and we were going home. He wanted to hang out. He wanted to be vago because Jorge made him that way. Like they would go out all the time. So then we're like, all right, we're gonna leave you.
Oh, good strategy.
Right? He's like, fine, I'm 7. And I was like, wait. He's like, I'll figure it out. Oh. And we're like, no, but like in those moments, I'm like, fuck.
He's old school 7.
Like this shit don't even.
He's old school 7.
Yeah,
exactly.
Back when 7-year-olds
He's
used
Mexico
to smoke cigarettes.
7. Yeah.
They're all stressed out.
Yeah.
El jale.
The other one, Luis is like, okay, we're going. Like you can't. You know, some people can scare their kids with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like,
or, and he's
like, yeah. No, he can't be pump faked. Wow. So he's the one that's more. I'm like, I trip out on him. It's crazy.
That's funny.
But I do want to do, I think go up.
That's funny.
I want to talk about this, you guys. In-N-Out.
Yes.
The Vegas In-N-Out that's about to happen is literally going to
fuck
our, I know, right?
Bro, I'm hating already.
The world's largest In-N-Out burger is currently under construction in the spot previously held by a Hawaiian market over there in Las Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Is it on the strip?
It looks seems like, to it be looks, a, no, away not. A little
Next
bit.
To the Paris.
But wow. Look how tight the mock-ups look.
Wow.
It's going to be a club upstairs.
I'm so jealous. Yo,
you know what I was thinking about right now, trying to be like kind of mean-spirited and talking shit about In-N-Out?
Yeah.
And I can't. Why? I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. Like, I can't think of anything bad. Like, yeah. In-N-Out is always good every time.
Also, it's going to be, I know exactly about where it's going.
It's going to look amazing. And it's going to smell amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if there's three floors, like, what's happening? Does each floor have its own like wait staff and like?
Well, you know what? Yeah. Let me put you guys on. What? I went to, if you guys don't know, there's a Whataburger in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. I think it's by the Aria, kind of by the Aria.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's booming. They got it upstairs. They got a big ass bar and everything. It's kind of like that. This looks way better. This mock-up of this looks way better.
I can't wait.
But I'm thinking about like they're even competitors in a neutral space. Like Nevada, you know, it's not really. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. You like know it's what I'm supposed saying? To be.
So they're doing it up for each other.
Yeah.
And then I gotta go crazy war though with the upstairs.
Yeah, war of burgers over
well,
there.
Well, that's a West Coast staple, so yeah. You know, having like a big fucking flagship in Vegas is smart.
And damn, for they bring you bottle
casino
service.
Would be crazy.
Yes, in a casino. But imagine like bottle service
spread.
And they bring you spread. Just bring you the spread and then chili.
Imagine you ask for bottles animal style.
That's crazy. That'd be freaky. Because then you're licking the animal style off the bottom.
The Flying Dutchman? Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you got baddies, you...
All those terms are for strip clubs. There should be a strip club / restaurant.
Yes. Extra spread, please. Yeah.
Like a dictionary for strip clubs?
No, but like the things, those terms can also fit in a strip club.
Ah, yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Then what if you're getting freaky in the dance floor right there at the end of
how would you like your onion?
Look, you're like this.
Raw or grilled?
And then your chili gets hard. Your yellow
your
pepper
peppercini?
Gets hard.
Can I get some chopped chilies?
Chopped chilies. And then you put the spread in between the boobs and lick it.
We're moving on. We are moving
I'm just
on.
Saying,
what's that?
It's going to be a freaky in and out.
SeatGeek. Shout out SeatGeek.
It's going to be hella spread. Shout out SeatGeek. They probably got spread in their shit.
They do. Right. Isn't that a spreading term? Oh wait,
there's a porn star.
SeatGeek, we got a new code, y'all. Yeah, we got a new code. Yes, the new code is BrownBagPod10 for 10% off.
Come on.
Whenever you go to SeatGeek and purchase your tickets to a live event, mm-hmm. As we know, SZA and Kendrick are going on tour
next week. It's gonna be amazing.
Exactly. It's gonna be a crazy, fun tour. If you want to get your tickets, you want to get a you know, some dollars off.
Yeah.
You got to go use BrownBagPod10 as your code to get 10% off of any tickets.
Yep. Do it right now too. Use it if you're, especially during the holidays, you want that experience for the holidays for someone, get a ticket. Bro, I'm telling you right now, the Billie Eilish show is going to be insane. She's in the form. She's in LA.
Oh, sick.
Seven shows is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's going to kill it. There's people camping outside or camped outside because she does like GA tickets, but it's pit.
What do you mean?
Like it's pit.
Like pit access.
So you're standing, like, so there's no seat number. Mm-hmm. So people are camping out there to be the first to be the closest, right?
Because
it
doesn't
it goes
seats.
By like first come, first serve.
Yeah.
So either you're in the front of the pit or the back of it.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be great. It's gonna be insane. I can't wait to go. And Billie Eilish puts on a hell of a show, incredible singer. And if you need a good cry, I feel like I'm expecting to cry tonight. So if you need a good cry, go see Billie Eilish. Yeah, she has incredible music.
That's fire.
You know what? I wish she...
Brownback Pod 10.
I wish she showed more of her personality because I've seen like some of the clips and she has personality.
Yeah.
She seems
like,
really cool.
Yeah, she seems like cool. Yeah. Well, she is from L.A.
Yeah.
Highland
Northeast
Park.
L.A., Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably from like those really nice houses in between the ghettos.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like from like the 50th Avenue.
Yeah, like York or Fig.
Yeah,
she's probably in between.
There. Yeah.
But it's dope. I'm happy for her. So use code Brownback.
Pod 10.
Yes, and make sure you click the link in the description, download the app, and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later.
Hell yeah.
As well.
Yeah, man. Shout out Billie Eilish.
Come on.
Shout out SeatGeek.
Shout out SeatGeek and go get your tour. Damn, I can't wait to... Bitch, I'm from the land.
That's going to be sick. 10.
GNX.
GNX, boys.
Yeah. We wanted to say what's up to the Grinch.
Oh, yeah. Check this Grinch out right here.
I like this Grinch.
He's at the HP Christmas parade. He's not part of the parade.
Let's go.
Dude isn't even walking the right way.
He's like a parade vigilante.
Hey.
He just hopped in. You could tell us who paisa as hell.
It's my guy right there.
What I like about it, though, is that if this was actually the Grinch, he would be doing the same type of shit.
When he runs against to the people, it was
exactly
cool.
Yeah.
Why? Shout out the Grinch man.
How many edibles did the man under the Grinch costume take before?
I could, you know what's crazy about this whole shit? Like who in the city was like I wonder, they were having a board meeting, right? In HP. Somewhere in, you know, fucking next to a taco stand. Board meeting for the parade in Huntington Park.
That's where they hold their meeting?
Yeah. They're having a
what do you mean?
A Pacific. Because they're Paisa Huntington Park. They're having their meetings.
Where?
Like their city meetings. Like,
I know.
That's he right. said they're having a meeting next to a
taco stand.
Instead of the city.
Like the city hall or something. Yeah.
They're having a meeting. Everybody's chopping it up. Hey man, okay, we're gonna do this. Oh, I know this person. I wonder who the fuck was like. They're like, you guys, we need a Grinch. It's trending right now.
No, he's not a part of it.
He's not a part of it. So this guy's
rogue. It's a random fool.
This guy just woke up and just jumped in the parade.
That's, you guys can think what you want, but I could imagine somebody.
Your conspiracy?
Said, I could imagine somebody going like, yo tengo un primo that'll hold this shit down. He'll be the bad guy. And they're like, for real? We're like, yes. Show the video. And it's going to be the primo probably throwing up. Like, if I wish Echo Park had a parade, I would be the Grinch.
They probably do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I saw.
Hella cities have parades. We just don't know.
Leo DiCaprio was like the Grand Marshal, I think.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, because he's from Echo Park.
Yeah, the most famous person from Echo Park.
Okay, fuck off. That fue de la mi vida loca.
When was the last time you were at Echo Park?
The other day, getting drunk at the lake.
You're at the lake getting drunk?
Yeah, late night. That's what you do when you're from the city. You just go by the lake.
But you said that you stopped drinking.
No, I said that I didn't drink one time. Let's about the Grinch right now.
Hey, whoever this Grinch is, hit us up, because I would love to book you for like I would like love to trip out my family and just book you, and then you just show Christmas. Up to my grandma's crib just in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's El Grinch. Yeah. Like, you know, just freak them out.
That is comedy, dog.
Yeah. You know what's Grinch. Comedy?
What?
Bagging on him.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out. Two
shout out
shows.
To everybody that's going to come through. We're also going to vlog it.
Yes, we will have a vlog. Mm-hmm. Because this is our last show here.
Yeah.
So, you guys.
Should we just start tearing shit up?
Should we tear shit down? I'm down.
I'm down to break something.
I'm going
to
flip my shit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm scared. Never mind. This is what I was going to do. Don't do the beat in.
You said
leave prayer alone. I was gonna do like this, look, like stupid, like that's what. Oh my God! Wait,
throw that skeleton at the wall.
What skeleton?
Bro, we can't break the fucking room.
But that's canvas. Go right in the chair.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Actually,
no, it's gonna no.
Dude, you fucking give me the burrito, fuckers.
Oh, it survived. Oh, his ear, bro.
Dude, no.
How did both of his ears break? Only that's weird. Orejas del burro. What the fuck, homie?
Because he's a liar. You're the one that said to break it.
Are no. You?
Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't break it towards my fucking head, Vic.
Well, just, then move. Hurry up, Vic.
Just throw it towards that
come
way.
Come on, brother, dad.
Hey, look, lob it to me.
Wait, is he on the way?
All right, you guys.
We're good.
Throw the stupid plans. I hate the stupid-ass fake plans.
You.
Yes, yes.
No, yes! Don't do it against the couch.
These are really good couches.
Wait, man, no, it's gonna make a mess.
Keep doing it. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck up the styrofoam.
No, it's gonna make a mess.
Who cares? We have a cleaning lady.
Do it on
Duno's
the
mom.
It's my mom.
The fuck is this fucking?
Oh, oh, there's nothing even to really break. What are you gonna break, Vic? Duno, get up, break something.
Fool, you haven't broken nothing, pussy.
I'm scared.
Here, I'll hold the beat in.
No.
No. I like how Letty was like, break something.
Break that wooden thing? Break the wooden thing over the...
No, it's more cleaning.
It's for the content, stupid. It's going to be a great reel.
Fuck this fucking...
Yeah, just plant. Throw everything on this thing. Yes. Yes. The black thing. Yes, that the black thing. Yes, Vic, do it. Let it out.
Go, Vic.
Vic.
Over your head.
Oh shit.
Go, Vic. Yeah!
Yeah!
Episode 161.
Martillazo! Oh, shit. Yeah!
Happy face!
What did I do to you?
I'm sorry. I'll be back next year. Let me see. Lob it to me. I kill.